In many ways, this is simply a continuation of the status quo, with its details mirroring the existing EU-Japan deal, but there are some UK-specific modifications. For example, new protection for what the government says are iconic goods, such as English sparkling wine, Yorkshire cheese, and Welsh lamb. The deal is an important step, according to the UK Trade Minister, towards joining the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, the third largest free trade area in the world by GDP. And it could also be counted as a much-needed political victory, as talks with the EU stall following the latest round of negotiations. Benji Hire, London.